It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
It's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Good Thursday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope it's a good start. Good day. John Burton, Patton Cook, Greg Pogue, Strike It Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Guys, the daytime high today, upper 80s. The rain's getting out of here. Now, enjoy it while you can, but this is autumn-like weather in mid-August.
Yeah, we'll take it after the string of high 90s, low 100s that we've had for the majority of the summer here in Middle Tennessee. This feels like a cooling-off period. I had the windows open driving here, didn't have to run the AC. It was a beautiful drive-in to work today. So, yeah, enjoy it, folks.
Patton, good morning.
General. Good morning, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Do you have to scrape frost off your car this morning?
I almost had to break out the frost scraper. You're almost right there.
So, yeah, football tonight, right?
We got football tonight. Football last night. Shout out to MLS All-Stars winning the All-Star game.
I want to get opinion on just what that means, and I'm sure they're, rioting in the streets down in Mexico. They've lost that game 2 years in a row. But I do believe we have some, ongoing business that we need to attend to. First off, nice shirt. What is that?
This is a Arsenal jersey. You know, I've been talking for a while about adopting an EPL team, European Soccer League, English Premier League team. And I know several of my friends have one, and I decided to adopt one, and I'm here to officially announce that I am now a supporter of Arsenal.
So this is an official announcement.
This is an official announcement. I am officially an Arsenal supporter in the EPL.
Where'd you get that?
Friend of mine.
What is that called? Is that called a jersey? A jersey?
Yeah.
A kit?
The jersey and the shorts is the kit. Is this considered the kit?
The kit is more the shirt and the shorts.
The uniform.
Yeah. Correct.
Right.
So got someone I'm friendly with that works downtown, one of the bars on Broadway, and he's from England. He lives here now. Really nice guy. And we just started talking because he's a former rugby player. I'm a former rugby player. And somehow the conversation got into soccer. And I just happened to casually mention that I'm looking for an EPL team to support. And he says, mate, you're going with Arsenal. I'm like, okay. He goes, yeah, mate, when I see you next time, I'm going to give you a jersey. And I didn't think anything of it. Saw him next time. Sure enough, he as a gift, gave me this jersey. And I said, thank you very much. And so I am I'm officially an Arsenal supporter.
You're filling that thing out. You know that, don't you?
Well, yeah.
It's almost got the Ray Dosky fit on there.
The Schmedium. I didn't tell him what size. He just gave me the
Well,
size.
No, it looks good. That's cool. Thanks. Now, well, Arsenal is where? Is that where, what part of is that in
London?
London. Yep. Okay. Yeah,
and my mate is from London as well, and
that's a pretty good imitation.
Thanks.
It's better than your Jim Wyatt, but
why do you have to keep bringing that up? Why do you have to keep bringing that up?
Because it's fun. So this banter back and forth between you and Zach. Patton, you took a stray bullet yesterday.
I took a stray.
I've sort of been trying to lay out to the side.
And
I took a stray bullet too.
I had a little fun with Zach this week, and I touched a nerve because they have definitely taken it up a notch. And Zach was saying something about that, like, I didn't accept his challenge to a wrestling match.
I've actually got that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to hear that. And I'd like to hear what else Zach and Bruno had to say. Folks, this is on the afternoon stretch, weekday afternoons here, 4 to 6. I know you're probably just hearing about it now because you don't probably listen to the show. But go ahead, Patton. What did Zach and Bruno have to say about me yesterday on the afternoon stretch?
I think we're almost to the point now, because look, we're going to have a wrestling match. He said, I don't know. It's weird now we're running away from it, because I was, what did Lil Wayne say? I'll show up at your front door like you ordered me. I showed up to their show at when they were up in my neck of the woods in Hendersonville, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, and I showed up and said, "Let's wrestle." I was on his show, staring him in the eyes, closer than you and I are right now, Bruno. But then all of a sudden, now he's on his show. I'm nowhere near. I don't know if we're going to do it. I don't know if we're going to do it. We're doing it. We're doing it, whether it's an event or not. I whipped your ass in bowling. I'm going to whip your ass in the squared circle, too.
Okay, well, where do I begin? Okay, first of all, Zachariah, I'll make this official like my Arsenal announcement. Challenge accepted. I'll say it slow so even you can understand it, Zach. Challenge accepted. Anytime, anywhere. You're going to regret this decision, Zachariah, but go ahead, but if you want to get your butt whooped, fine. I can accommodate you. What else you got, Patton?
Well, I took a shot. I got a shot taken at yesterday, and I thought it was a stray shot, and here's Bruno and Zach commenting on my appearance.
Okay.
Patton's the second funniest looking dude.
Patton looks like, you know, remember in, what was the first one? The first one was Charlie and the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the second one with Johnny Depp was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. There was the kid that went to the Laffy Taffy Puller, you know, and it like made him really long. It's all, that's Patton.
Patton looks like John Burton went first and God is designing people, and then God went, all right, I'm going to do everything opposite, and then he made Patton.
Now I'm going to put a butthole where a mouth should be.
Well, I'd like to respond to this.
Yes.
You know, they made a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory reference. You know, I'd rather be the kind of tall, lanky guy than the fat kid that fell in the chocolate river. Those two jabronis, I've had enough. And you can make fun of appearances all you want, but I'd rather be stretched taller than wide, and that's all I'm going to say.
Well, here's the thing. You know, they talk about my appearance all the time. Oh, he's short. He looks like Bobby Lashley got hit with an anvil and, you know, this, that, and the third. Patton, let me ask you a serious question.
Yep.
I am 52 years old. I was born in 1970. Zach and Bruno, I believe, are both under the age of 30, correct? Who would you say has the better physique amongst the three of us?
Not even close.
I mean, you have a couple of guys that probably haven't been able to see their feet in a while. You have a couple of guys who it probably takes a
amongst
good while.
Amongst other things, probably.
Right, well, exactly. Right. Thank you. You have a couple of guys who probably, you know, it's a full workout just to bend over and tie their shoes. Now, I'll give Bruno his flowers. You know, Bruno is an MMA fighter. He's a professional athlete. He's, you know, he's played professional football. But he's not exactly a guy you would see walking down the beach and say, wow, I want to look like that guy. And I think the same can be said for Zach Williams. So let's just start there, okay? So, you know what? I'm average height. Do I wish I was 6'3", 6'4"? That'd be great. But you know what? I own who I am. I know I own what I am. I own what I look like. I happen to think I look pretty darn good for a 52-year-old man. Any objections in this room?
Not at all.
Oh, I think you're cute. Yeah.
Craig is so trying hard to stay out of this. He wants no part of this smoke. He want no part of it.
Well, there's plenty going on. I don't need to be in part of. Although I did call Zach a clod yesterday, and they took exception to that too. Right?
All right. In summation, I would like to say, Zach, challenge accepted, time and place. Bruno, know your role, and shut your mouth. Or I may have to shut it for you. I don't want to go to that kind of extreme. They seem like nice young men. You know, they're eager. They want to make names for themselves. They got this afternoon show. God bless them, man. But you mess with the bull, you're going to get the horns, brah. You don't want the horns.
And to go one final thing on Zach.
There's more.
Well, no more clips. But okay. He's saying how he was full ready to. I was sitting here in studio, and maybe my headphones were broken. I remember him offering up Bruno instead of himself for this wrestling match. He seemed to back off that pretty quickly.
He did. Yep. He said, at first he said, yeah, Burton, I challenge you. Then he said, well, I'm going to get Bruno to wrestle for me. No, it's, you know, Bruno can be in your corner. That's cool. He can be your second. But, yeah, it's if you're challenging me one-on-one, me and you, I accept the challenge. And, you know, we'll work it out. I know some people. I'll make a couple phone calls. We'll see if we can't get this thing rocking and rolling. But challenge accepted. Do we all understand that I have accepted Zach's challenge to wrestle?
Yeah, the marketing deal. Can we get the ring in one of the strike and spares?
I think we can do that.
Like in Murfreesboro or Hendersonville, the two huge ones.
I know some people.
How about that?
Yeah, I think
we can. You could have a ring set up in there?
I can make a couple phone calls.
But I don't know if Philip Cox and Mr. Schmidt would want anything to do with this.
But Zach really needs to ask himself, do I really want to do this? You know, is my mouth, you know, writing checks that my ass can't cash?
Well, I mean, can I say something off the record here?
Listen. By the way, you're either on our side or you're not. I'm trying to be Switzerland
here. No, I'm not. I'm on our side. Of course I am. But after we went off the air up in Hendersonville,
yeah,
you actually offered to lose on purpose. Or what did you say? Give you the whatever, what you called when you take a – but you offered to let him – you said I'll put him over.
I never said that.
And I thought I understood that you'd let him pin
you. I never said that.
Okay, well, I misunderstood then.
You definitely
misunderstood. Well, sometimes the vernacular is above my
head.
It's wrestling, soccer.
Trust me,
vernacular.
If he gets in the ring with me, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to end well for him.
All right.
So think about it, Zachariah. Think about it, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, football tonight.
Football.
I can't wait.
Alan Bell of CBS Sportsline coming up at 9:25.
Just confirmed, Ben Arthur, Titans beat writer for the Tennessee, will join us at 10:05.
Very good.
From Baltimore. So he'll be on the scene tonight.
All right, cool. So
what do you want to see tonight, Greg? What are you looking forward to?
Oh, I don't know. I've heard that question. That's everybody's question. Right guard, left guard, right tackle.
I'm not
going to
exactly be zoning in on. I'll tape the game, but
Malik Willis.
Yeah, I was going to say I'll tape the game, but I'm not exactly going to be honing in on interior offensive line play. I'll watch it later, I guess, when I tape it. But you know, I want to see Willis. I want to see Treylon Burks. Boy, this stuff going around about Treylon Burks from these uninformed, quote-unquote, reporters saying he's struggling and he's been demoted to second and third team. I know Gentry went off on that on his column today in the Tennessean. I can't wait to see Burks. But I'd have to say, if I had a pecking order, I'd probably say Willis 1, Burks 2, Phillips 3. I know Phillips is your guy.
Yeah, and returning punts as well. I don't know how many punts they'll return or try. But anyway, yeah, and that thing about Treylon Burks, it was just a very, very innocuous tweet that Nationals pick up because they don't have in their headline grabbers. That's what they want, clickbait. And it's just a bunch of, and S is a, Gentry's right. It's just sad state of affairs for the journalism in our country right now. Anybody can throw anything out, and it does. There's no repercussions, you know. So anyway, I want to get to the Braves last night. A very special moment last night, and Braves fans. You got Michael Harris in center field, 21 years old, the number one prospect in the country, got called up. His parents were there. He was on a flight to Boston last night. A home run hit it out of Fenway Park. The youngest player, and he had a stolen base and a couple hits, as a matter of fact, the youngest player ever to have a home run and a stolen base in his Major League Baseball debut. And we were talking earlier, John, he looks the part. I saw the post game interview. Such a kid. He still had gum in his mouth during the interview.
Yeah, he definitely looks the part of Major League Baseball star, does he not?
Yep. Yeah. So we got the call from the Braves radio network. Patton?
There's a fly ball to deep left. Vaughn Grissom back to the monster. How about that? Vaughn Grissom, welcome to the big leagues. A homer over the monster on the Lansdowne Street. And the 21-year-old is floating around the base paths right now. What a night.
Look at Michael Harris jumping up and down for him.
Yeah, they were, what, roommates down in the minor leagues, I think down in Mississippi, as a matter of fact, coming through. But and now Dansby Swanson, am I right? Is he in a contract year? Because Grissom's a shortstop by trade. They had him playing second base last night.
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah. You mentioned something about arbitration.
Yeah, pattern. They went through that this past offseason, so this is his final year. And a lot of people thought he was going to get an extension after they signed up Kyle Wright, but
yeah.
Nothing ended up happening there.
Well, back to that home run for a second. That was no cheapie. I mean, he got all of that one.
Yeah,
I mean,
left the yard. Yeah. That's pretty. By the way, Kyle Wright, you mentioned him, 14-5. This time last year, he was in AAA. Yeah, so I mean, and not on his way up, but sit down to go get your head right. But yeah, the Braves, Mets won again too, so they gained no ground there. Braves are off tonight. Major League Soccer, the All Star Game with Liga Mexica.
Yep,
is that it? Liga sure Liga is. Mexica. Yep.
Liga MX.
I go Liga MX.
Liga Mexica. I just heard it last night on the league, but they won the All-Star game. Yep. MLS did, and there's a lot of parallels running between these two leagues, and certainly the Mexican league is overall better. Correct?
A lot of people would say that overall. I think MLS is starting to get more. The talent they have right now at the very, very top is, I think, right now better than Liga MX, and you saw it last night. It kind of put a little salt in the wounds. The Mexican Carlos Vela actually scored the first goal for the MLS All-Stars. That's a guy who normally would be over there playing it, kind of on the twilight of his career, right now playing it in the MLS with LAFC. Hany Mukhtar didn't start last night, came off the bench, and when he did come on, played more as an attacking midfielder role, which I saw a lot of fans for Nashville SC wondering, is that a role they can maybe put him into and maybe get a different attacker up top alongside with C.J. Sapong or Teal Bunbury, who right now is having an awesome season. Walker Zimmerman, two Nashville SC players playing last night for the MLS All-Stars. It's nice to see, and it just kind of shows the really rising of the MLS is you're starting to see some real talent in the league right now. A little bit older, usually those main players are, but it was a nice little spectacle last night in Minnesota.
Yeah, and the people down in Mexico are just like, this is their NFL, right?
Yeah, it is theirs. They take a lot of pride into it. And if anything has kind of been shown between the U.S. men's national team and the Mexican national team, the results in the past, this isn't surprising. U.S. has kind of caught up to Mexico in the past couple of years, and a lot of that has to do with some of the stars going through it. Not many of them were playing last night. Jordan Morris was a guy who gets some starts and some appearances for the U.S. men's national team. But anything we're seeing, the league and as the national team, it's a welcome sight for American soccer fans.
When did they play the team from team from Mexico City?
I think in a few weeks' time here, they'll have them at home. Club America will be coming into Nashville, their first ever kind of international game. That'll be a good test, really, for what Geodis Park can be, not only for Nashville SC events, but hopefully to get some international matches over there for the U.S. men's national team. Not a World Cup qualifying. They'll want that probably at Nissan Stadium, a little bit bigger of a venue, but it'll be a nice little spectacle for them at Geodis.
All right, that gets us going this morning. So, Ben Arthur, what, at 10:05, John, correct?
Yes.
All right, and then at 10:40, little Steve Porter. Something happening at the Lane Motor Museum. We're going to help promote with that. But coming up after this first break, Alan Bell of 24/7.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hey, Braves fan, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 69. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 86. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Paul John Burton, Patton Cook, Stratton's Bear Family Fun Center Studios. The Mid-State Checkdown Game of the Week, Week 1, we talked about it yesterday. Springfield at Greenbrier, followed by the Mid-State Checkdown Scoreboard Show. Pre-game will be on Friday nights. Now, we're going to have some Thursday nights, Friday nights. Of course, Joe Fisher with that as well. Did your Yankees play last night?
They played yesterday afternoon. How they and did. Lost.
I didn't listen. I didn't know.
They've now lost 8 of their last 10, I believe, or maybe 10 of their last 12. They are a sinking ship.
Well, you're already off of it anyway.
Yeah, I'm off the ship. It's not good. They had a late inning lead. Judge hit a home run. They were up, and the bullpen blew it again. So they lost 2 out of 3 to the Mariners after getting swept by the Cardinals. Before that, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Mariners at home. So they got to go to Boston this weekend and are probably going to get smoked. It's, you know, they're done.
Well, Boston just had lost 2 in a row to the Braves.
Yeah, but, you know, the Yankees are not a good baseball team. Like
maybe it's the Red Sox that makes them healthy. Maybe they get well with the Red Sox. But anyway, so what? Alan Bell still in bed asleep?
Don't know what's going
on. Yeah, well, no Alan Bell. But you have a... I guess while I was on vacation or what, you cut an Alan Bell and you were spitting bars?
Yeah, I was spitting bars.
Really?
Yeah, I went to the studio and was spitting bars. I had Eric Clark.
What does that mean? Like candy bars?
No. That means rapping.
Oh, okay.
A bar is a musical measure.
Yes, it is.
So a normal rap song has every verse has 16 bars, 16 measures.
Right.
So if you're spitting bars... That means you're laying down tracks. You're laying down, you know.
Man, yeah. You are so cool.
Cooler than you, bro.
Yeah. In some ways, yeah. Not every way, but most,
really?
Most
oh, really?
Ways. Yeah.
Oh, please, do enlighten me.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm cool at that you have no idea.
Oh, okay. So,
anyway.
Okay. Good to know.
We can discuss 50s jazz, if you like.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. As a matter of fact, the name of Miles Davis' his album that changed a lot of the world was called Birth of the Cool.
He found it cool, as a matter of
fact. Right, and then there was a rap group in the 90s called Diggable Planets that did a jazz-influenced rap song, and they called it The Rebirth of Cool.
There you go.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Did not know that.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. You are cool, man. You know jazz.
See?
You know jazz, man.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do now? What's our best interview in the last year?
Schmitto?
Yeah, Larry Schmitto was a really good interview.
I don't want to just throw that out there. I want to promote that.
Well, Greg, I gotta tell you, man, you don't seem too excited about the preseason game tonight. Are you going to watch? Or are you gonna
I mean, the only reason I'm watching is because it's the Titans.
Right.
You know, and those, you know, the most, you know, this is probably the most discussed preseason game in Titans
history.
I would
agree with that, yeah.
You know, just because of the new, I mean, well, look. It just in the receiver room alone, you know, and everybody, oh, Tannehill's a new per and all this, and he's asserting himself more and everything. Could it also happen to do that your top six receivers, five of them are new, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people that we, outside of Westbrook Akina, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what, Burks, Woods?
Phillips.
Hooper.
Mm-hmm.
Chig. And Chig Okonkwo, yeah.
Josh Malone in there as well.
Yeah. I don't think Malone's going to make the team.
I thought he did. I'm. You know, at the beginning of the camp, I thought he would. But you're right. My confidence in that is.
Racy McMath.
I think he might have took his spot.
Yeah, McMath has been balling out at camp. He's another guy you want to keep your
eye on. Well, because of special teams also.
Too. Well, yeah, the gunner on special teams. But he's making plays in the passing game. This guy is 6'4", runs a sub 4.3 40, I believe. I mean, he's big and he's fast, and he just, I don't know, he's kind of got that look in his eye now that, you know, he's tired of messing around. He wants to make a football team. So, you know, Theo Jackson, obviously, the local kid that played at UT, I'm sure he's going to get plenty of playing time tonight. So, like I said.
Fulton in there, will he play any tonight? You think Christian Fulton? Or Caleb Farley, I meant.
Oh, he definitely should.
I think he will.
I think he should get, you know, maybe a quarter, at least a couple series, don't you? We've got some, you know, some interesting things going on in the secondary, right? So I don't know. I mean, it's weird to say you're excited about a preseason game, but, you know, the thing about it is the game doesn't count, but for a lot of individuals, it matters, right?
Yeah, because the most work for these vets, the number ones, will be when ones go on ones with Tampa Bay this week, coming week,
right,
and then
the Cardinals after that.
That's where the one-on-ones will get their most work.
Right.
Because we're not going to see
that's where the rubber's going to meet the road, right.
Should Taylor Wan play tonight? No.
I didn't even think Derrick Henry got on the plane yesterday.
No, I don't. didn't he say he would use? I thought you said yesterday that he was staying or somebody.
Well, I suggested that. Oh, I'm like, oh, you know, it's like, well, you know.
A question was asked. He said, "Yeah, I'm just watching it here."
he did.
Yeah. Stay home. Relax. Hang out with your daughter. You know, watch the game. You know, pop some popcorn. You know, you're good. Put him in bubble wrap. So yeah, I do think he needs a couple of carries though in the preseason.
I don't think it's going to happen though.
It probably isn't. You know, and I'm okay with that, but I would like to see him get a couple of totes in the preseason. He probably doesn't need them,
but he'll get those carries in 2 days against the Bucks,
I understand
and
that.
In 2 days against the Cardinals.
I understand that.
Behind an offensive line that's probably not going to be
If they do that drill, are they going to do full live tackle to the ground?
I don't know if they protect the quarterbacks, and I think they do tackle. Okay. The fools they do, but not the whole practice, obviously. But there's a session where they play tackle football outside of the quarterbacks.
I mean, obviously the interior line play is going to be live. Mm-hmm. We know that, but I mean, you know, I'm Mike Vrabel. Am I going to tell Todd Bowles, go ahead and tackle Derrick Henry to the ground? I don't know if I feel comfortable about that. You know what I'm saying?
Henry's going to run around with a red shirt on.
Right? And Bowles probably feels the same way about, you know, his running backs, right? Well, Leonard Fournette apparently could use the conditioning. He's a little, you know.
He's always had that issue, though, of being a little tubby.
Julio's coming back.
That's right. The return of Julio Jones.
You know what? He's probably going to have like 70 catches for 900
he's
yards.
He's going to smoke
and
Farley
in
a couple of routes, and we're going to overreact to it as we always do.
The fans
do.
Will be there to see it all.
Yeah. You know. People have called our show, see, should have kept Julio.
When something kind of goes into this, Aaron Rodgers came out and said for him there is no benefit between playing two series the entire preseason and nothing. And,
well, yeah, when you're Aaron Rodgers, of course. Yeah. You know, we'll see you in the opener there, big guy. Yeah, he doesn't need to play. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, I'm still a believer in the four preseason games because I go back to what Bill Cowher says, Hall of Fame NFL head coach, Super Bowl winning head coach. Who said, you know, coaches need those four games to, we need as much tape on these players as humanly possible so that we can properly evaluate. Yeah. Right? So when you think about this roster, guys, the first, 40 to 45 spots are probably spoken for. Is that safe to say? In that range?
At least.
Right.
Yeah, at least, probably. Yeah.
But, man, you know, how many diamonds in the rough have we seen that have made football teams and made an impact based on maybe playing well in that that third or fourth preseason game, right? And so these are the games, these are the moments that we can kind of find out, you know, who's that guy or guys.
I think pre-pandemic, but I think what the pandemic showed that no one wants the preseason games except TV ownership, okay? That's it.
Because they charge full price for tickets.
And the TV product.
Mm-hmm.
And there are national TV games, right, all weekend long.
The NFL Network has two of them tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got Giants-Patriots tonight.
So, and the only ones that I will be watching will be the three Titans games, and that's with, you know, holding a sharp stick ready to poke it in my eyeball.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll probably, you know, at least go through and take a peek at, you know, some Giants preseason games just to see. Yeah, I want to see
starters for.
Well, you should. You're a Giants fan.
Right.
I want to
see Thibodeau. Yeah. I want to see Daniel Jones. I don't know if they're going to play Barkley. From what I understand, Barkley's had a really, really good camp. He looks like his old rookie season explosive self. So
is the Browns game? You'd think that would get national TV.
That's on NFL Network. They play tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's on NFL.
Deshaun Watson eyeballs. I guess you know probably I would look at that to see. The train wreck, right?
Well, I'm a guy that kind of keeps an eye on the Browns because of my connections in Cleveland. So I want to, you know. But, yeah, I think, don't you think that's what's going to happen? Deshaun's going to be out there warming up. And then all of a sudden, two people wearing, like, you know, NFL polo shirts are going to tap him on the shoulder and say, Deshaun, you've officially been suspended for the year. And walk him off the field to embarrass the Cleveland Browns. By the way, I still haven't watched Hard Knocks yet. Have you guys watched?
Is that who's it with?
Detroit Lions.
Detroit.
Yeah.
You know,
Man Campbell.
Not bad. Dan Campbell.
We're going to bite a kneecap, and then we're going to get up, and we're going to punch you in the
face.
He's
a nut,
isn't he? Then we're going to bite another kneecap. He used to play for the Giants, actually.
He said about 18 times already, I'm willing to die for you guys. Players will look around like,
is it? Well, I'll help.
Right.
But I'll help.
You know what? Here's the thing. I will say this. I think the Lions could be sneaky okay-ish this year. You know, they got a good offensive line.
Maybe one of the best offensive lines.
Yes, they've got an outstanding offensive line. They've got some playmakers on the outside. I mean, Goff is Goff, but, you know, if you protect him, he can make plays for you. I don't know much about their defense, but you look at that division, right? They got a chance to maybe finish second in that AFC North division.
Yeah, Bears are dropping like flies right now.
Bears are junk.
Tajay Sharpe's probably going to be wide receiver two come opening day.
Right, and and as long as Kirk Cousins is the quarterback in Minnesota, they're only going to go so far. I think the Lions have a chance to maybe be in the graphic late in the year for that second wild card spot and maybe finish second in the AFC North. Something to keep your eye on.
Who will win more games? I heard this. The Jags or the Lions?
Ooh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Because Jags are going to be better. I mean, they can't get any worse.
Right. They're going to be better. They're going to be much more buttoned down, disciplined, right? They're going to be a lot more competitive.
They're going to be coached.
Yes. Right. And I think Trevor Lawrence is a stud. I know, you know, his rookie season was up and down, but look what he had to deal with last year. Yeah. He had an absolute clown jabroni for a head coach.
And they spent a lot of money this offseason.
Yeah, they did. Their roster on paper looks a lot better, right? So, That's a good one, man. Jags are. I'm gonna have to ponder that one.
Look at the win totals in for FanDuel and see what they are tonight. And while you had it, look at the latest line for tonight too, with that total of 31. That, you know, never. And what did Brad say? That never happens in the regular season. 31, yeah. The over under.
First preseason game. There's going to be a lot of missed tackles, a lot of interference penalties called, probably deep down the field. That'll get teams in scoring position in the red zone, stuff like that.
So you said take the over, huh?
I will say I'd be tempted, Greg. How about that?
Yeah, I mean 31. That's just like what? Yeah. Two touchdowns per team and a field goal, right?
That's actually, the more I think about it, that's probably a mortal lock.
You haven't been paying attention to Brad. There's no such thing as a mortal lock, and you know it, and I know it. Except whipping Zach in the square circle.
Well, that's
a lock.
Come on,
okay,
let's be
Greg,
honest.
I want to give you a bit of a round of applause here. Your question is so even that FanDuel has it as even, both at over under 6.5 wins.
Both of them at 6.5. Well, thank you very much.
Yep.
Trust me, that's just me being smart without knowing.
You know what? Give me the over on the Lions.
At 6.5?
I think they can win 8 games.
They get to play the Bears twice.
Yep. I think they can go 8-9 or maybe even 9-8.
Who's Vikings going to win that division? You can't count out Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
but overall,
Packers are going to win that division. They got the best quarterback.
But
Vikings, you know,
not much else. But he hadn't needed much else.
Dude, right?
Minnesota 9.5 wins over under.
What's Packers
under?
Well, we're looking at this.
Green Bay is over under 10.5.
10.5. Yeah, it's about right.
So 3 straight years they won 13 games. Listen, not having Adams, they're going to feel that, but they still have Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, you know, yesterday we had Chip Walters on. All of our MTSU visits brought to you by Bud Moore State Farm Insurance, 3245 Franklin Road, right there in the heart of West Murfreesboro. West Murfreesboro. Yeah, there you go. Office hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bud Moore State Farm. Insurance, auto, home, property, life, health, rental. You can bundle any or all of those. Banking products, annuities, Bud with State Farm experience since 1972. That staff with more than 100 years combined experience. And my experience with Bud, the two homes I've owned in Rutherford County, the first one and the second one, the one I live in now, have both been insured through Bud Moore State Farm Insurance. We've had some issues along the way. Never had any issues with Bud Morris State Farm Insurance. And, you know, from roof damage to wind damage and all the kind of things, never a problem. I'm so happy that Bud's a friend on top of everything else. Just a great guy. Bud and that staff, reach them, 615-893-1417 or online, budmorris.biz. We'll take a break. Take your phone calls on the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Luverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its Growler filling stations.
City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kickin' cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the closer, Kevin Harvick, ends a 65-race winless drought, picking up the win at Michigan. Up next is short track action from Richmond. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, same place Kevin Harvick does.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
The Final Lap Weekly is a NASCAR talk show. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Every single weekday, same place Kevin Harvick does.
Sports Radio, WNSR. 615-844-5600. You want to give us a call on the Pure Hotline. The way to do it, Patton Cook. Patton underscore Cook at John Burton 32. The Pogster, also Nash Sports Radio, all of our Twitter and social media platforms. Where else are you? Are you on InstaFace?
Okay, Coach Belichick. Yeah. Twitter and Instagram at John Burton 32. I am on TikTok. I don't know what my TikTok handle is. I don't TikTok, so don't look for me there, but I do have a TikTok account. If you really want it, I'll give it to you. But yeah, mostly Twitter and Instagram, and I do have a NC5 news, NC5 Facebook page. So just look up NC5 underscore John Burton.
Oh, you have your own Facebook page through Channel 5, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, and I obviously have a personal one, and I have one for News Channel 5 as well. So,
man, you're everywhere.
You know, it's a social media age, Greg. You got to get out. You got to what do I always say? I give the people what they want.
Some of the stuff out there, though, the Treylon Burke stuff.
Yeah, I'm reading Gentry's column right now as we're kind of doing the show here, and he's 100% right. Somebody took something totally out of context and ran with it. Somebody that hasn't been here, hasn't watched him practice, hasn't seen him. You know, like I said, he's learning, right? And Gentry, I think, he nailed it when he said, "Listen, I'm not saying he's Jerry Rice. He's not even close to AJ Brown. He's learning, but you know what? He's practicing. He looks to be in really good shape." And he's made some plays. So we'll see what he does tonight. I'm very, very intrigued to see how he performs tonight.
I was watching ESPN yesterday, just randomly kind of catch that up on the baseball and stuff. They were doing kind of a preseason kind of preview.
Yeah, like a whip around.
And had the Titans up there for 30 seconds. The headline was the Tannehill not mentoring Malik Willis.
Clip. Come on. Are you serious?
I swear to God. I was like, that happened back in April.
I don't want to go off on one of these ESPN rants. I really don't, so I'm going to try not to.
I couldn't believe it.
But it's gotten absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, I'm old guy, get off my lawn, all right? But back in the day, ESPN used to report. They used to, you know, gather facts and information and present it. Now it's all the this guy versus this guy opinion show. And they're still on the Tannehill. It's not my job to mentor Malik Willis. You got to be kidding me.
Big, bold letters.
Was it a reporter? Was it like who was it? Diana?
No, it was just kind of the two.
Because Diana Russini is kind of the Titans reporter. Yeah. Not that they really have one, yes. But if there is one, she usually handles it.
It was just kind of the two anchors talking, kind of going through quickly through everything, yeah. And that was I was like, nothing else has happened in Titans land the past 4 months,
right.
Since that.
And happened. I'm not blaming ESPN for not sending a reporter to training camp. I get it. You know the.
But they have a beat writer there already, right?
Well, yeah. They have Teron,
right.
Who's but a lot of times they'll send their big time on it. He doesn't do a lot of on camera stuff. He's capable of doing it, of course. Shout out Teron. But you know what I mean? I get it. They're not the Cowboys. They're not the Patriots. They're not, you know, one of the New York teams, you know, folks. And I love you, Nashville, and, you know, and I respect the Titans, but they're not a national draw.
Yeah.
You know, Derrick Henry is great for fantasy players, but they're not a national draw. So they're not going to probably, you know, use the resources to get a national reporter down here and do reports from Titans training camp. But, you know, you got to – Can you go online to the Tennessean and read Ben Arthur, who's going to join us at 10:05? Can you read Gentry Estes? You know, or your own guy, Teron right, Davenport?
Just shoot him a text and ask, what should the headline be?
Hey, what's going on? What's happening? How's Burks look? You know, what's the word?
Then that would shoot down whatever they had. Right?
That's true. That is absolutely shame on ESPN for still trying to, you know, come up with the Tannehill versus Willis narrative. That's been nipped in the bud months ago, right, Greg?
Yeah, and the thing with Treylon Burks, it was Mike Herndon, who writes Kaharski.com, mm-hmm. Paul's site, mm-hmm. Tennessee Tech grad, really, really sharp guy, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And Paul's smart to have him. I can't believe I'm saying this. But anyway, but he
You're
put
putting over Paul Kaharski?
Yeah, no, I'm putting over Mike Herndon, wherever he works, okay?
All right.
That just so happens to be where I'm putting over Paul for hiring him, okay?
Okay.
But he put out two little innocuous things that Burks caught a touchdown pass but was ruled out of bounds, but a nice catch from Malik Willis, and then for another something or another from Logan Woodside.
Right.
And just, you know, sort of reporting what's going on in camp.
Right. Well,
they extrapolated from that he's with the second and third teams because those passes didn't come from Tannehill.
Right.
Everybody's working with everybody all the way up and down, and you want to get Burks as many reps who, no matter who the quarterback is, but to take the leap
right.
from that to say he's been like demoted to second, see, that's you know, that was NBC,
yeah.
that was NBC, what, Roto World, Roto Rooter, whatever right. they got over there.
Yeah, I'll read the quote here. Reports out of training camp have not been kind. The Arkansas product has made mental and physical mistakes playing mostly with the second and 13 team offenses. That's simply not true.
Well, and who is that? What is that?
This is from Gentry's article.
Oh, okay, but from NBC Sports Roto Rooter?
Yeah. NBC Sports Edge.
Edge.
Oh, okay.
The Edge. We're on the edge.
Yeah, well, we're on the edge of a break. Let's take one. Kevin in Muletown, Lawrence, will get to you right after the break. Data. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, so you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk free up to $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code Greg P.
Use promo code Greg P.
See, and from the Peanuts section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service, plus takeout and curbside. That's right, you can dine in or out at their locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and the newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and features beer, liquor, and wine specials. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. Follow them on social media and check out samsportsgrill.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio, WNSR, Skyscan forecast. For today, it's day morning thunderstorm, mostly cloudy. Good chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Today's high 88. Being a lift of a thunderstorm overnight, low 72. Clouds and a few showers and thunderstorms Thursday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Patton? Will Smith is
disgusting.
Lawrence, good morning.
That must mean Lawrence is on the line. Hi, Lawrence.
Good morning, Greg and JB. I just wondered, did you all watch the Braves last night?
I did, yes.
I had it on while I was working. I was doing other stuff.
But wasn't that great about the kid that they brought up from Double A from Mississippi?
Yeah, came straight from Mississippi, where him and Michael Harris were former roommates. And, yeah, Vaughn Grissom. Hit a home run and had a stolen base in his major league debut, and the youngest to ever do that.
And he also got a single.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he fanned the first time. He looked, you know, because he was scared, nervous, and then he hits the home run. Then he got the single, stole the base, and scored a run. I thought that was great.
And it's cool his parents got to be there as well. So they came up from, he's from Orlando.
Right. I saw that name Grissom, I was telling my son and I were watching the game, and I said, I wonder if he's anything to Marquise Grissom. Remember Marquise Grissom?
Sure. Yeah, no, he's not.
He's not kin to
Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese either.
Yeah. Bad pimento cheese. I just wanted to know if y'all saw that was a great.
Yeah, we were talking about it to open the show. Saw it.
Yeah, we actually played the. No, that's okay. We played the. We don't expect everybody to listen all 2 hours.
Steve
Lawrence,
Martin, also.
Don't get.
No.
Man, no, you're.
I tell you what I've been. I tell you,
with me, you're.
What
you're,
I've been doing. I tell you what I've been doing this morning. I went over to the Williamson County Courthouse, to stand in line to get my wife a specialty tag, and I get her the wrong tag.
Oh, no.
And I come back out, and I called her, and I said, honey, I got your tag. She said, oh, no, I didn't want that. So I go back inside. The line's about 60 deep. Have you all been to Williamson County and tried to stand in line? And you can do it by mail, but it wouldn't, for some reason.
Could do it online, too, Lawrence.
You can, but what I'm saying, it wasn't able to, for some reason, it didn't. I wasn't able to do it online, but it's a mess. But,
no, I've never done that anyway, since I live in Rutherford County. I don't need to go to Williamson County.
I understand. Well, you all have a good day.
Thank all right, Lawrence.
Thanks,
yeah.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
Man, you did the Steve Martin to Lawrence, of all people.
Ah,
good old Lawrence.
Well, I love Lawrence.
He was standing in line when we opened the show.
Well, yeah, exactly. Go online and do that stuff.
Well, he said he couldn't. He said he tried.
Especially now that you don't, I don't know if you guys know this or not, you don't have to get emissions testing anymore.
Right. As a matter of fact, that changed.
You remember that day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was one of the.
That's when I pulled a Steve Martin because that had happened months earlier and I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had talked about it here and I had explained that to you, John, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Beat you to it, Steve Martin.
people know. Tell people. When you say Steve Martin, people, tell people what that
there
means.
There was a great bit from the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz, and Stu Gatz wasn't listening, and they were talking about prop comics. And so Mike Ryan, the producer, said, Steve Martin was a prop comic. And Stu Gatz said, yeah, yeah. And Mike Ryan said, yeah, came out with an arrow through his head. People thought it was funny. And then Stu Gatz says, Steve Martin, also, to clearly indicate that he wasn't listening.
Yeah.
So whenever we feel one of us is not listening, I'll say, or one of us will say, Steve Martin. So that's what it comes from.
Yeah, we've taken a little bit too far on some things, quite frankly. Now,
I could not agree more.
Well,
or less.
But we use it.
I could not disagree more, I should say. There's no such thing as too far. I'll post it on my Twitter.
I understand, but we're using it for everything now.
Yeah.
Every faux pas.
Yes. Yes, we are.
So it's...
And you have a problem with that?
Yeah, big one.
News, I'm Jim Ryan. The number of Americans who signed up for unemployment benefits rose last week to the highest level since November. 14,000 more applications were filed for jobless benefits compared to the previous week. The government also reports a 9.8% jump in inflation at the wholesale level compared to last July. It's a high number, but lower than June. ABC's Trevor Ault with more on new information from AAA that gas prices are now below $4 a gallon on average nationwide.
It's not just gas prices that have gotten a little bit cheaper even in the midst of this inflation. Airline fares are cheaper, used cars and trucks, communications like computers and internet, even apparel prices, those have all fallen too.
A hostage drama in a crowded section of Beirut. A man with a shotgun took as many as 10 employees and customers hostage at a bank where he wasn't allowed to withdraw his own savings. Lebanon's cash-strapped banks have put strict limits on withdrawals since the economy collapsed in 2019. This is ABC News.
Driving happy with Fabrice Car.
You're driving home when, oh no, you hit the longest red light in town. What's this? You're smiling because your car smells amazing. You just installed a Febreze car vent clip. Ha ha! 5 weeks ago, with up to 40 days of consistent Febreze scent, those lights can stay red for as long as they blind.
Free, happy Febreze. La 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 la.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, Nashville. Ray here. Many of us suffer with anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. What's great about the Vivos methods is that it's provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called Guard Lab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at BiteDDS.com. Again, that's BiteDDS.com.
golfers. Swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Cobra, featuring the new LTDX drivers, engineered for the longest total distance with extreme forgiveness. Internal weights create the power core, and hot face technology delivers faster ball speed at every contact point. Four drivers to fit every golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two of the big show tonight. Ravens, Titans, 6:30 on Channel 2 if you want to watch that. Titans beat writer for the Tennessean, Ben Arthur, joins us from Baltimore. Ben, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Benjamin, good morning, sir. How was your travels to Baltimore?
Good morning, y'all. Yeah, it was a mess, man, to be honest. I was supposed to get to Baltimore around like 3:30 in the afternoon. I didn't end up getting to Baltimore until 10.
Wow.
I had a canceled flight, like 6 flight delays, 5 gate changes.
Man.
It was a mess. I was so exhausted when I landed. So,
and that's the thing, because you're probably thinking, oh, I get there at 3:30, I can get a workout in, go out and get a nice meal, relax, you know, and then, you know, get ready to cover the game tonight, and then you're dealing with this travel garbage.
Yeah, it was nuts. I'm just glad I made it, honestly.
All right, well, you mind if I start, Greg?
No, I was just, can I tell a story? Baltimore, do they still, because first time I ever went to Baltimore was the very last game at Memorial Stadium, Old Memorial Stadium. The Titans, maybe they were Oilers, I don't know what they were at the time, but I was the beat writer. Mm-hmm. And like 2 minutes before halftime, this wonderful smell is going all through the press box. And they're cooking crab cakes in the press box for the halftime meal. And they've done that several other times since I've been up there. I don't know, Ben, if you know or not, if they still do that. But, I mean, cooked crab cakes cooked for the media at halftime. Uh-huh. There you go.
Well, that's something I'm looking forward to. I've actually never been to M&T Bank Stadium.
Oh, you'll love it.
So, I mean, that would definitely make me forget about all the issues I had yesterday with, like, some crab cake. So
it's a really cool stadium, you know, Ben. I went there every year for Steelers-Ravens when I worked in Pittsburgh. And it's like a college atmosphere. It really is. The fans are kind of right on top of you. It's like a sea of purple. I think it's one of the better stadiums in terms of atmosphere in the NFL, quite frankly.
Well, Baltimore, the Inner Harbor is nice. You can get you some crab cakes for lunch today. You venture out very far from the Inner Harbor, you're in trouble.
Well, let me tell you,
Baltimore, I'm telling you.
You venture out a couple of blocks from M&T Bank Stadium, and you're in trouble. Yeah. Let me
just be careful.
Like I said, I went there a lot. We've talked about the food now. Let's talk about some
trying to help Ben.
There you go. Probably not going to see a lot of starters tonight, I would guess. I know Vrabel was kind of noncommittal about that, but we're not going to see Tannehill. Obviously, Derrick Henry didn't even make the trip, right? I mean, what do you think we'll see tonight in terms of starters, if any play?
Yeah, we're not going to. I mean, there may be a couple guys from the ones who play, but I'm not really expecting to see any of those guys. Derrick, Tannehill, as you said, they shouldn't be playing. This is really going to be for the young guys, the rookie draft picks, the UDFAs, and kind of those position battles that we still have. That we're still trying to get clarity on, right? Like, so cornerback, I expect Caleb Farley to play, you know, just because, like, he hasn't played that much football in the last 3 years. He's kind of expected to be the starter opposite Christian Fulton, but he just hasn't played a lot of football, and obviously he's coming off the ACL injury, and he's been working his way back, and so I expect to see him out there. And Roger McCreary, I mean, those guys are really in a tight battle in my eyes for that cornerback spot. Rodgers looked fantastic in camp. So those guys will obviously get a lot of action. I expect Dylan Raidens to play. Kind of came into this year as the penciled-in right tackle, but I don't think he has a stranglehold on that job. We've seen Nicholas Petit-Frere get some more snaps as of late, and Mike Vrabel has said that Nick Petit-Frere is kind of Dylan's main challenger right now. So I expect those guys to get a lot of run. I'm really excited to see a lot of those second-year players to kind of see the growth they've made. Mm-hmm. Racy McMath is a guy who's kind of opened everyone's eyes as kind of a vertical threat in training camp practices. Like, can he take that to the game? I'm going to keep a close eye on him. Des Fitzpatrick, Rashad Weaver, if you remember, just had a dominant preseason opener last year against the Falcons. I mean, he just completely wrecked that offensive line, and he's coming off of a season-ending injury of his own, so I expect him to get a lot of run as well. So, a lot of the rookies, draft picks I'm going to be keeping an eye on, but some of those second-year guys that I mentioned, I expect them to play a lot as well.
Des Fitzpatrick, that jumped out at me because that's obviously a former draft pick, mm-hmm. and that seems to be a numbers crunch at that position. Is he on the outside looking in? Because you really think Racy McMath is really pushed ahead of him. Is
right,
he,
and like you said, based on the fact that he can also help you on teams as
right,
well.
Right, and he looks the part.
Yeah.
So is Dez on the bubble, on the bad side of the bubble, on the bubble, or pretty secure?
I mean, honestly, if you ask me, I think he's pretty secure. I mean, the back end depth is something we've talked a lot about kind of with the wide receiver room since training camp started, and you know, Dez is a guy who's made a lot of strides since the end of last season. You hear Rob Moore, Todd Downing, Mike Vrabel, his wide receiver teammates talk about him, and they talk so much about the growth he's made, the maturity. I remember Tannehill saying kind of his embracement of the kind of the little details now. And he's made some nice plays in practices. So you look at kind of the strides he's made and kind of the concerns at the back end. I mean, I think there's no doubt that he'll be on the roster. I mean, I think, as you guys mentioned, Racy McMath is certainly ahead of him. He was a core special teamer last year, and if he kind of does in this regular season what he's done in training camp practices, I mean, he's pretty much like your number four receiver probably, but the way I look at it, Des Fitzpatrick is going to be on this team, and the Titans are going to give him every chance to contribute offensively. So I say he's in there.
Ben Arthur is our guest, Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. How about Malik Willis? How much do you think he plays tonight, and what would you like to see from him?
Yeah, I think he plays a lot. I don't think Ryan Tannehill is going to play, so I imagine Logan Woodside will get one half. And Malik Willis will get the other half. And, you know, he's probably one of the guys I'm most excited to play because, you know, he's had a lot of ups and downs in practices. We've kind of seen those wow throws, but we've also seen some of the head-scratching ones as well. I mean, he has all the talent in the world, but I think the decision-making, the timing with his receivers, kind of the operation, the command of the huddle, all those things we're going to be watching for against Baltimore. So he's going to play a lot. And right now he's kind of my QB3. I mean, you have Tannehill, and then I think Logan Woodside is kind of that trusted backup right now. But
right.
I think Malik has a chance to maybe eat into some of those reps. I mean, if you ask me now, they're going to keep three quarterbacks on the roster, but depending on how Malik plays, I mean, if he kind of blows the top off, I mean, I think there's a world where it's just going to be he and Tannehill on the 53. So
wow.
Malik is probably going to be one of the guys I expect to play the most.
But aren't we set up to make too much out of it one way or the other. If he comes out, he comes out and goes 7 for 10, 180 and two TDs. But then if he sucks, we go, man.
But I think what Ben is talking about is absolutely right. I want to see the mechanics. I want to see his command of the huddle. I want to see, you know, can he get guys lined up?
The reads,
are there no pre-snap penalties when he's under center? Yeah. That's the stuff we need to look at, right? The other stuff, you know, they can work on, correct?
Exactly. And that's why I think regardless of what happens today, like there shouldn't be too much of a reaction. Even if Malik plays incredible, right, you still have more practices. You still have joint practices coming up with two really good teams. You have two more preseason games. Mm-hmm. It's very much the whole we're looking kind of at his whole resume through training camp and preseason. So that's what Mike Vrabel, Todd Downing, Pat O'Hara, that's what they're going to be looking at, right? They're obviously looking very closely at this game, but you have to look at the entire sample size. And today is really his biggest interview, so to speak, to date, of just kind of Kenny handle.
Like a practical exam, right?
That, exactly. All the ups and downs and the leadership responsibilities of being a quarterback. So that's kind of what I'm looking at.
Well, and if you're a Titans fan, these three games, probably hopefully for the Titans, the only time you see him this year, if you're a fan, right? Because you don't want him.
Yeah.
You don't want to see him in the regular season, except maybe mop up, or if
of me thinks if Tannehill went down, I'd rather see Willis in there than Woodside.
I don't know.
I know Woodside knows the offense, and they really like him. Ben, I wanted to ask you about.
If he stays healthy,
you don't want Willis
to play.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That means something went horribly wrong. Right. If Willis is out there playing, and your season's probably in jeopardy, but. Ben, I wanted to ask you about all these crazy national reports, quote-unquote, about Treylon Burks. Obviously, another guy we're going to be keeping our eyes on tonight. Excited to see what he can do. You know, listen, you're the beat writer. You're out there every day. What have you seen from Treylon Burks? Because I haven't been out there every day, but every day I've been out there, he looks good. He looks like he's in shape, and he's made plays.
Yeah, Treylon Burks has looked really good. I don't know exactly how all those rumors started. I think kind of a report was taken out of context, and some maybe national people took it out of context. But yeah, Treylon Burks has looked really good. He's looked great at times. We all know the rough offseason he had between the asthma issues and the conditioning concerns. But since day one of training camp, he's really turned it around. He's slimmer. He's said he's healthier, and he's made plays in one-on-ones, 7-on-7. Team periods, really able to build that rapport with Tannehill, and he's gotten looks with the other quarterbacks too. But I mean, I've been really pleased with what he's done, and so obviously, along with Malik, he's going to be one of the guys we're going to look the most at. It's like, okay, you've shown some good things since training camp started. Like, all right, now the lights are on. It's preseason, but still, like, how are you going to? How are you going to perform? You know, how are you going to respond to getting challenged at the line of scrimmage? Is that physicality? So many people are talking about it. Arkansas, is that going to show? And breaking tackles and whatnot. So, Treylon has looked fine. Anything you're hearing otherwise is simply not true. It's just going to be kind of about what is he going to do tonight? And so that's kind of what I'm looking at.
Ben Arthur is our guest, Titans beat writer for the Tennessean, and obviously Kyle Phillips, that's Greg Pogue's guy, and, you know, has looked really good as that quick slot receiver, right? And he's gotten some significant practice time with the ones. He's another guy we need to look at tonight as well, correct?
Absolutely, and I remember Kyle Phillips, like, he was like the star of, like, the first day of rookie minicamp back in May, but then he kind of cooled off. And then kind of after a couple days in training camp, you kind of started to see it, you know, like just that ability to get open. He's won like probably like 90% of his one-on-one matchups, it seems. He's gotten open in sevens and in team periods. Ryan Tannehill has a lot of trust in him at this point. There was an instance at practice when, and a lot of people have talked about this, but when Kyle kind of ran there's some sort of miscommunication or mental error on Powell's part.
Right.
Tannehill kind of confronted him about it and then went back to him for a touchdown. And so when you have kind of that situation with your quarterback and he has that faith in you to kind of go back to you knowing that you're going to make a play, I mean, I think that shows a lot about what Kyle Phillips has shown, you know, his teammates and the coaches. And so he's another guy that I'm going to be looking really closely at. I mean, in Kyle Phillips, you potentially have your slot receiver of the future. I mean, he's such an incredible route runner. He's so crisp, getting in and out of breaks. He's a smart player, seems to recognize man and when he's seeing man or zone coverage. And knowing how to exploit the guy in front of him. And so I'm really looking forward to watching him play tonight today.
Yeah, when you talk about Tannehill doing that and others and oh, he's more assertive and all. Well, when five of his top six receivers are new, theoretically, doesn't he have
and
to
he
be?
Being a 34-year-old veteran quarterback, yeah. He kind of has to
right.
Take charge,
oh,
right?
But, and everybody, oh, he's more assertive, he's more confident. I mean, come on.
But he has looked good, right,
Ben? Yeah.
He's looked really good in camp.
Yes, he has. He has looked good. And again, like, Tano has always been a leader, I think. We don't, like, kind of like you guys are saying, we don't want to make a big deal out of like him showing instances of leadership, because I think he's kind of always been that since he got to Tennessee in 2019. But yeah, it's definitely looked a lot cleaner. I remember last training camp, there were just a ton of interceptions. And I think to this point, he only has two. And those just kind of came recently. And that's a really good sign, right? Because as you guys said, so many of the pass catchers he's working with are new. He's really working with a lot of these guys for the first time. So the fact that there hasn't been that many turnovers, interceptions, I mean, that's a great sign. So Tannehill has looked great.
So the Ravens have won how many straight preseason games? Like, Harbaugh takes this very seriously, doesn't he?
He does. I actually don't have the
I think it's 20 or 21.
Me, I know it's in the double digits.
Yeah it's like 20 or 21, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously the preseason isn't necessarily about winning, but whenever you go out to play, you want to win. And I'm sure Mike Vrabel kind of downplayed that. I remember him being asked about that. He kind of downplayed that. But I'm sure they would love to kind of end that streak tonight, especially knowing the history the Titans and the Ravens have, like in the playoffs.
Is this the first time they've met in the preseason? I thought I read that somewhere.
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
How about that? They've had some legendary playoff games in regular season.
All right, let's get back down to business, okay, guys?
Okay, now we're going to talk crab cakes again.
Yeah, I'm trying to help the man out here, okay? Are you staying on the Inner Harbor? Are you in the Inner Harbor area?
I am.
Okay, because that's usually, I know where the team hotel usually is. You are within walking distance of Phillips Seafood in the Inner Harbor. If you want to get out and walk around today, they're 100 years old on the Inner Harbor. And the best crab cakes you'll maybe outside of Legal Seafoods in Boston, Phillips. Okay, you'll thank me, Phillips Seafood. Trust me.
Got it, Greg. Thanks for the rec.
No, hey, don't placate me. You'll thank me later. Okay.
Okay, I will. And I have to tell you, like, in terms of like seafood, crab cakes, all that kind of thing. I mean, my expectations are really high because I'm from Seattle, so. You know, if these crab cakes aren't good, you're going to hear about it. So.
Well, here's the deal. Usually crab cakes have too much of the breading and everything. These, they set them on your plate, they actually just fall apart. There's so much crab meat in them. So I'm just telling you. And it's a different kind of Seattle crab too. The blue crab, you know, that they, you know, the soft shell. You know, I don't know if it's time to eat soft shell or not, but trust me on Phillips. Okay, as a matter of fact, you can buy Phillips in the airport there. You can also buy it in grocery stores here.
Wow.
How about that, there Phillips crab cakes? Yeah, that's how big they are.
Benjamin, we appreciate you coming on, brother. Enjoy the game tonight. Safe travels home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. I'm always trying to help, John. I mean,
you just like talking about food.
Well, okay. And you don't? Did you see that crab cake?
I did. That looked like a slice of heaven.
Phillips, though, if you're staying down there, you just walk right. The Inner Harbor's really nice outside of that war zone in any direction.
Right.
Except over in Fells Point. That's a pretty cool place in Baltimore, too. Anyway, we'll take a break. Hey, we got wide open phones after this. If you want to give us a call, 615-844-5600.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its growler filling stations. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Lines staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Lines signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Lines double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio, WNSR, Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm in spots, a high 88. Clearing tonight, low 68. Plenty of sunshine Friday and Saturday, high today 86. Sunny Sunday. Utilizing the resource of the Willabung Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Renault.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Greg Bo, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Patton Cook hanging out, y'all. All of us in the Strikers Bear Family Fun Center Studios. I want to call us 615-844-5600. How to do it on the Cure Hotline. Yeah, I'll be watching. I'm interested. You know, I don't watch preseason football for the result, obviously.
Right. When I was younger, when I was a kid, I used to get like so upset if my team lost a preseason game. You bring up the best point, and Ben Arthur did too. No matter what we see tonight, you know, you cannot get, you know, hooked one way or the other based on what you see in preseason football, right?
Yeah.
But the individuals, like you said, like if Willis goes out and stinks it up tonight, who cares? I want to see his, like I said, command of the huddle, getting guys lined up, you know.
Read progression.
Exactly.
You know, footwork.
Knowing when to take off and run, when to sit in the pocket,
or when to not throw it away. When not to run.
When to throw it away, right? Those are the things we want to see from him.
Hey, let me ask you, though. When you would get upset with your team in the preseason loss, would you jump off the ship in the preseason?
What are you referring to, Gregory?
Just asking there, Jonathan.
Normally, no, Gregory. No.
No, Pat. Are we now? See, Patton's just Patton, right? There's no Gregory or Jonathan.
Right.
Gregory, get in the house now.
Yeah, whenever my mom was really mad, I got Alexander, my middle name.
Oh, Alexander. Okay. Patton Alexander.
Yep, you really can't put anything on the end of Patton, but believe me, there was there was a name I got when
Gregory.
Yep,
Jonathan.
Yep,
get it. What's your middle name? I don't even know.
Mine, Marvin.
I didn't know that, Marvin.
I was kind of named after my uncle on my mother's side,
Marvin Gaye.
No, his name was John Marvin Simmons.
Okay,
and when I was born, you know, she was very close. Her and my mother were very close. They had a great relationship. Mm-hmm. So. When I was born, she wanted to somewhat pay tribute to him. He actually died of complications in a construction accident.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he died before his time. But anyway, he was known as Johnny Marvin Simmons. So she decided to go with Jonathan and gave me my uncle's middle name and, of course, my dad's last name, Burton. So there you go.
No one's asking me what my middle
name is. What's your middle name, Gregory?
Not telling you. 615-8. It's Lynn. Gregory Lynn.
Gregory Lynn. Okay.
Yeah, it's, I get a lot of grief. Lynn. Yeah, it's sort of a girly name. Ah. Anyway, Gregory Lynn. So
I know a lot of dudes named Lynn.
It's L-Y-N-N.
Yeah, L-Y-N-N. Yep.
There you go.
There was a really good running back for the Atlanta Falcons, Lynn Cain. Remember him?
Did he spell it L-Y-N-N?
I think it was L-Y-N.
Let's see there. I got two N's. All right. R.D.
Kaleoka.
What's
R.D.,
up, buddy?
What's up, brother?
Gentlemen, as I'm sitting here this morning listening to you guys discuss salmon cakes, I'm in the process of cooking salmon cakes.
Oh, of course you are.
Text me the address.
My dad made the best salmon pancakes ever.
Salmon pancakes?
Well, let me tell you something. You guys saw me at the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. You saw I am double the size I was in most of my adult life on the force. I've always heard, never trust a skinny cook.
That's right. But the thing, my dad was a thin man, but he was a great cook. He was a master sergeant chef in the United States Air Force.
I'm a really good cook. Look at me.
Yeah.
Of course there are exceptions. But I just now got them prepared, and then the skillet frying, and I just thought it was quite interesting. You guys discussing salmon cakes, and that ain't Kaleoka. We got the salmon cakes supplying.
So is it salmon cakes or crab cakes?
I'm sorry. Salmon
cakes. Salmon
That's
cakes,
right.
Okay.
Crab cakes.
Yeah, crab cakes are the Baltimore deal. But, nah, salmon cakes are, yeah. Salmon, we called them salmon. My mom, they were called salmon croquettes.
Absolutely. I grew up here in the same thing. See,
salmon croquettes.
All right. All right, guys. Well, looking forward to the game tonight. Right, enjoying all discussion. It's going to be interesting to see a lot of us new guys and second guys.
Yeah. Yeah, watch it for that. You know, like I said, if they don't win the game or they don't look particularly good as a team, don't worry about it, okay? Not you. I'm saying just the public at large, R.D.
I agree. All right, guys.
Thanks,
good
R.D.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Enjoy the salmon cakes.
By the way, can I give a birthday shout-out?
Yeah.
Emily Luxon, who I do the weekend news with at News Channel 5. It's her birthday.
Chris Harris's wife, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people know that, do they? I don't think that, you know, because Chris is the sports anchor at Channel 4.
Right.
And she's the weekend anchor on Channel 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. And I know both of them very well.
Yeah.
I consider them both friends. Obviously, I work with Emily, and Chris is a colleague of mine.
We ought to get Chris on sometime.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chris is a great dude.
We cross, you know.
Chris is a great dude,
we'll get Chris on.
Yeah. He's good people. We'll get him on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably won't have anybody from Channel 2 on, but anyway.
I'm cool with everybody at Channel 2.
I didn't say that. What are you talking about? Why'd you bring up Channel 2?
Charles Davis is going to be on the broadcast tonight. I'm looking forward
to
Charles.
The BFL CD.
What a great guy.
Oh, great guy. I want to be like him when I grow up. Yep. You know, he's just that dude, man.
You know, if he wanted to be, quite frankly, he probably could have been the athletic director at Tennessee.
I think he could have been governor of Tennessee if he wanted to, quite frankly.
He's sharp dude, sharp guy.
Yes,
and very much in demand.
But his knowledge of both college and pro football and the way he's able to blend it is really good. Because this guy will do a major college football game on Saturday, and then on Sunday be in an NFL stadium calling an NFL game, and it's his knowledge, and he's just a natural at it. Just a really, really nice dude. So yeah, him and Dan Helly will be on the call tonight.
Do you know where Charles Davis is from?
I know he's a VFL. He played defensive back at Tennessee. Uh-huh. I don't know where he's from.
He is from...
For some reason, I want to say South Carolina.
He's from New York State. I'm trying to find out exactly where. He is.
Oh, he's not a native Southerner?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. No, he went to. He was born in Elizabeth, but he went to New Paltz, New York High School.
Yes.
Where's New Paltz?
New Paltz is like heading north. It's not too far from where I went to college.
North of you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that's Canada.
Well, it is, okay. Basically. I mean, I went to school at Plattsburgh State, which is basically on the northern tip of upstate New York.
Yeah.
You know, New York is shaped like a key.
Right.
So that top part, I went to college an hour and change from Montreal, Canada.
But yeah, I guess
Quebec,
that's
Canada,
Tennessee connection. But I always thought he was from New York. I just noticed he was born in Elizabethton, there in East Tennessee. But New Paltz, New York, is where he went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe that's why he got back to Tennessee, because of that. There's some connections. His family moved to New York to New Paltz when he was 2 years old. Mm-hmm. His dad was a high school football and basketball coach. How about that? Wikipedia, it must be true. Let's go to the Cure Hotline. Schmitty, what are you doing?
Good morning. Just chilling, getting ready to go to school. And one of the deciding factors in me deciding to job share this year and going late was so I could listen to you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Schmitty.
Thank you, Schmitty.
Appreciate that, buddy.
I don't believe that for a minute, but thanks.
Speaking of salmon, we had a mom made salmon patties,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not a big fan of those things, but anyway, love you, Mom. Good cook. She's listening to the show. So Dad was in Alaska one time coaching baseball, and he ordered a salmon, and they bring out a big salmon, and he said, wait a minute, that's not my order. He was so used to salmon patties.
Well, they brought him out like a big old hunk of salmon meat. Yeah. You know what my Robin, my wife, does for Clay? She, like tuna fish, she makes tuna fish cakes just out of tuna fish right out of the can. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, y'all talking about the kid for the Braves last night, Grissom. Yeah, I don't think he's related to Marcus, but Marcus had a couple sons that were real good players. I umpired them. Probably about 15 years ago here in town.
I don't know if he's kin or not. He had his parents were there last night.
So JB's not wearing the pinstripes today?
No.
They almost won yesterday.
Yeah. But they didn't.
They scored.
Is that where we're at?
They scored.
Is that where we're at now? They almost won.
Yeah, that's good.
They
Speedy.
Went from being the,
I like it.
The steamrolling everybody in baseball to, well, they almost won.
And they scored. Yeah, that you popped up a notch in my mind.
Like I said, Schmitty, I am definitely down on the Yanks. I believe a team from New York will win the World Series, but they play in Queens and they wear orange and blue.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. The way they're hitting the ball and that pitching staff.
Well, they got those two hammers at the top of the rotation, man. If they don't have to hit that much with those guys pitching.
I know y'all are probably going to be glued on the exhibition football game tonight, but try to turn it over and watch the
the Field of Dreams game tonight. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
I know
I'll be watching it.
The Reds and the Cubs.
Yep.
Two not-so-good teams, but... That every time I watch that movie or think about it, that was the last movie my dad's ever seen. But that just brings it out in me, just the love of baseball.
It was a great game last year between the Yankees and White Sox. Was Tim Anderson hit the walk off home run
when his dad walks out there at the end, man? If you don't have a soul if that doesn't choke you up, it's in Field of Dreams.
Well, we played the Little League kid that went out and hugged the pitcher after he got hit in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that as the kicker going into the sports tees, and poor Carrie Sharp, she started tearing up.
Yeah, I was watching. Yeah,
she's got two young boys at home, and I had to pat her on the shoulder and say, "It's okay, Carrie, it's all right."
All right,
all right, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, right, Schmitty.
Schmitty, we'll see you later. They almost won. That's funny. Kenny the mailman, Kenny.
Good friends. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Kenny.
Guess what? You are about to have a Halley's Comet moment, so mark it down and remember it.
All right.
A Halley's Comet moment.
Once every 86 years.
Yes, I'm going to say something excellent about a big orange guy. And there's no lying, it's Charles Davis. That you are exactly right. He transcends any kind of rivalry or who you root for or root against. That he knows how to speak to people, how to carry himself. A few years back, another radio station has these sports fest, different things for the fans. Mm-hmm. My son Jack, the only one he wanted to meet out of the whole bunch was Charles Davis, and he was in line. He talked to him for a minute, and Charles leaned over. He says, "I know your dad from the radio, and there's a lot of people in line right now. Here's two tickets. Can you come have lunch with us when we have a break?" They had a separate place wow. where they would eat lunch, and I am telling you, Jack would volunteer right now. He wouldn't even know what Charles stood for either party, but he would become his volunteer campaign guy. But just to even think to do that, you know, who does stuff like that? I don't donate money. I'm not known. But he did that for my son. So what do you think I think about him?
Yeah. Well, it's a good story, man. He's class act.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, nobody's ever heard, you know, you don't walk around saying that, and he didn't do it for people to know about it. So that, when you do stuff and people don't know, that's when you really, really impress me. Y'all have a great, great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Kenny, good talking to you. Hey, Clay, you hold on or call back. We've got a break, got a guest after it. We'll get to that in just a few moments.
Just let me talk, Greg.
From scholarship and grant programs to providing students with the qualifications and certifications they need to start their professional careers, the Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $6.5 billion in funding to education programs, and we're proud to play our part. See for yourself how all of the fun of the Tennessee Lottery goes to supporting someone's future and a brighter tomorrow at tnlottery.com.
It's a scorcher out there, but we've got tips that'll keep you chilling this August. Tip number one, keep your AC in peak condition. Tip number two, drink lots of fluids. Tip number three, go for refreshing top prizes up to a cool million by playing all new August Insta games from the Tennessee Lottery. All of these exhilarating games can lead to cold hard cash. So head to the shade of your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and enjoy some game-changing fun today.
Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday, practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern, conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
5X480. Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same-day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done, safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call quickgranger.com or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lange with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
No Braves baseball tonight. Braves did beat the Red Sox last night. If you missed it, Vaughn Grissom, 21 years old, called up, first appearance, he called up from Double-A Mississippi, the top prospect in the Braves organization last night, and had two hits, a bomb that left Fenway Park. What's that, Lansdowne Avenue, I think, that's out there? What is it? Addison and Waverly, I believe.
Hate the Red Sox. I'm a Yankee fan.
What?
I'm still a fan. I'm just off the I'm off the bandwagon, Greg. You can ridicule me all you want, but I know this is
going to
end.
I'm going to. Steve Porter, somebody I've met over the years, listens to the show, been really kind, calls the shows. You've heard Steve there from time to time, always a great caller. He hit me up about something he's involved in. It's going to be called the Nashville Museum of Industry, and they have a huge event at the Marathon Motor Works a week from Saturday, August 20th, 10 a.m., 4 p.m., free to the public. And I was looking at all these things first. Steve, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Greg. Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. This is great.
Well, thanks. Thanks for being on, first of all, and thanks for your loyal listenership over the years, my man.
Oh, yeah. This is whenever I'm in the car, usually from 9 to 11, I'm getting you guys on for sure. It's my favorite sports talk show.
Hey, what are you doing? Tell me what's your idea with the Nashville Museum of Industry and why you think it's important.
Well, my friend Alan Carver and I are both from Nashville. We met actually at McMurray Middle School, he came up with this idea after visiting, of all things, Baltimore's Museum of Industry, who the Titans are going to take down tonight. And it inspired him because he knew a lot of the history here. So we want to get a brick and mortar museum that would highlight the industry that has come out of the city. It's amazing what's come out of here, and I don't want to run it. But at our community event next Saturday, you can walk the space over at the Marathon Motor Works building, which actually made cars from 1908 to 1914, and those cars competed with Chrysler and Ford and General Motors. That building itself is just a jewel, a treasure to the city. There's all kind of stuff to walk around and see over there. But we're going to be in the main event space, thanks to Barry Walker, who owns that building, and he's letting us use this space. Also, we want to thank Hester and Cook. They're the primary sponsors for this event. But we're going to have Lay's Potato Chips, Maxwell House Coffee, Citizens Bank, Avco, and Volte, Ford Glass Company, Goo Goo, the old Aladdin lunchboxes, Dollar General Store, a cotton candy machine, because cotton candy was invented in Nashville.
Do you know that?
I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because it was invented by Mr. Morrison, who was a dentist.
what he did, he was building up his business.
Drumming up business, yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, that just cracks me up. You couldn't make something up more, better than that. But yeah, the machine that he came up with another man heats sugar extremely fast and cools it extremely fast, and that's what makes cotton candy. So we're going to have cotton candy there. There's going to be activities for kids, and you can just walk around and look at the stuff. All of our exhibits, there's going to be movie exhibits. There's been a lot of movies filmed in Middle Tennessee, like The Green Mile and At Close Range. And also, we're real fortunate to have an author from Tennessee, Bill Carey, who wrote a fantastic book called Fortune, Fiddles, and Fried Chicken. That's the most concise book on the history of business and industry that's come out of Nashville. And it's a great read, but he'll be there and signing books. So anyway, thanks for letting us highlight this. We just want the community to know that this city has a lot more to it than just music. And we hope that we can highlight the business, the industries that's come out of here that a lot of people don't know about.
Well, and that's the thing, Steve. You kind of took the words right out of my mouth. I think it's important for people to realize that this city has so much history beyond just the music and the country music and everything like that. Like, I didn't know cotton candy was invented here. I didn't know the Green Mile was filmed here.
Yeah, at the old penitentiary. A lot of people Maxwell House Coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, national brand. Well, there was a Maxwell House Hotel downtown that burned, right?
Right.
Yeah, and so there is a Maxwell House here.
I grew up in a Maxwell House Coffee household, there you go. So there you go.
What's that
coffee was the leading selling coffee until 1983. It lasted for like 70 years. And the man that made the blend was Joey Cheek, who made his fortune and then wound up with Cheekwood. That's Maxwell House Coffee and, you know, the Goo Goo. There's a funny story about the Goo Goo bar. That was started by a young man at 19, but he was letting people sample them, and a lady on a street trolley, this was around 1919, I think, but she told him, you ought to name it Goo Goo because people will ask for it right from birth, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go, the Goo Goo Cluster. Yeah. How do you know?
Delicious. One of the first things I had when I moved here is delicious.
And you know, I know the Dollar General store, Scottsville, but it's based here. The corporate headquarters now, Scottsville, Kentucky, was where it was founded. And I know DuPont and all of that. What's the Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC connection?
Okay, so that of course started in Kentucky, and Colonel Sanders, you know, had his 13 secret herbs and spices recipe, but he kept going out of business. Having it served in small gas stations, and then Jack Massey, who started HCA, and then John Brown, who eventually became governor of Kentucky, they came together with marketing and money and offered to franchise and buy the rights to Kentucky Fried Chicken from Colonel Sanders. And he agreed as long as they would keep his secret spices and herbs in place, and they agreed to do that. And so they funded it and franchised it, made it the corporation that we know of it today. It got on the New York Stock Exchange because of Jack Massey and John Brown. And so the Kentucky Fried Chicken that we know now, that actually you see in Asia and Europe, it's all over the world, it came about in Kentucky, but it became the entity we know because of the backing of Jack Massey and John Brown here in Nashville.
Well, once again, it is a week from Saturday, 10 a.m., 4 p.m., open, free to the public. A lot of goodies, kids, especially kids' activities. You'll like this, the small gift bag. You'll like that, John. And
absolutely.
Be a live music, the goodie. But, Steve, hey, we'll promote it more next week leading up to the event. We always appreciate your calls and being a listener. We appreciate that and wanted to help you with this cool event. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, right. Steve.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, you know, and I just, Schmitty, the Mrs. Grissom's factory by the fairgrounds, it's being torn down. I don't know where they're moving to, but that's another one based here. Yeah. Anyway, all right, we'll take a break, be back, and wrap it up in just a few.
About betting, my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props, game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, you can combine prop bets from multiple games, now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them at FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. Let's say maybe you don't want to build your own. No problem. Check out their popular Same Game Parlays, where you can join the other bets users are jumping in on. If you're new to FanDuel, just sign up. Use the promo code BKing. Get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use that promo code BKING.
21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued with non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. 2-99-70. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. Today's going to be mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm in spots, a high 88. Clearing tonight, low 68. Plenty of sunshine Friday and Saturday, high each day 86. Sunny Sunday. Utilizing the resource of the Willabung Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Renault.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out of the gate. Adios, Kazoo. Let's get Clay before we do. We've already played it, Pat. Don't worry about it. Clay, what are you doing, buddy?
Boys, how we doing?
Doing all right, man.
If you must know my late, because you've given me grief before, Pogey, my kind of last-minute call here, I've been dealing with some issues with the care of my 95-year-old mother this morning.
Bless her.
There's not many things that are more important for me talking to you guys, but my mother's health is one of them.
We'll allow for that.
But anyway, JB, the Atlanta Braves are back to their winning ways. I'm not going to proclaim any more pennants or anything like that.
But, well, they're not winning this division, but they're still a good baseball team, and they'll be a tough out in the playoffs.
The Mets are playing chop liver right now, so,
and they're feasting, you know, on it. That's what good teams do. Beat the bums, right?
Huh? Neither one of our teams could beat
exactly.
The Reds.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, we will see. I guess you can't put too much stock into a preseason game, but we will see a little bit maybe about some key players. You know, who's going to maybe make some plays, especially some of these guys trying to make this team, talking about the Tennessee Titans tonight. So maybe we'll get a little sneak peek on whether or not the Tennessee Titans this year are going to be Fugazi.
Well, there you go.
You know, John, I like you. We cut up on the air, and I really do. But the Fugazi thing,
yeah.
It's
the best thing to happen to this show since me joining it.
Fugazi, really? Yeah, Fugazi. Now you got Clay saying it every call.
Fugazi. You gotta say it like a Northeasterner, though. It's Fugazi.
I think Patton's the second best thing to happen this show.
Anyway, boys.
He's high on the list.
He's top five?
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg. That means a lot.
Football season is approaching.
Yes.
And hopefully, now I've been accused of running the show off the rail. I think I did run Bill's show off the rail this morning. I got a little carried away talking about my brother. But so hopefully I hadn't run the show off the rails too badly.
No, and that's why we got you at the end.
That's right.
Have a great day, guys.
Hi, Muttley. By the way, Patton was saying this. Buccaneers coming in next week for two joint practices and a preseason game. Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles says Tom Brady is excused for personal reasons and plans to return to the team after the August 20th preseason game against the Tennessee Titans. So no Tom Brady here in Nashville next week, either for the joint practices or the preseason game, which he wasn't going to play in anyway.
Yeah. Well, quite frankly, there's no need for him to be here. For him and that team,
right.
You know,
right.
you'd like for your defense to be able to defend against him.
Sure.
Right.
And Braves, you know, like scheming against him, and, you know, they're good friends from their Patriots days, and they usually talk a little trash to each other, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, they got a beat-up offensive line, too, right?
Yeah.
Right now,
they're down to their third center. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
Dad?
Their backup yesterday got carted off at practice.
Oh, my Lord.
A couple days before their Ryan Jensen got carted off. So it's.
Yeah, they're not going to put him behind, you know, some guy on the street.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, we're not going to have him take snaps from some center that, you know, is going to be bagging groceries at Kroger in a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? So there you go.
Yeah.
It'll be Kevin Byard going up against Kyle Trask and Blaine Gabbert this
Well, that's
Gabba Gee.
Trask, is he the quarterback of their future? I know they like him.
Yeah,
you know, he's good in college. I don't know if his game transfers to the pros. He's smart, you know, and he doesn't have a super strong arm from what I remember. Possibly. I mean, Gabbert is just a camp arm. He's just a guy. He's a jag. Just a guy.
No, he's with the Bucks.
I see what you did there. Yeah, you're so clever. Craig, you're so clever.
Thank you. I know. Really, anyway.
Steve Martin was a top comic.
No, that does not fit right here.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I
that just, does not just, fit.
I
see,
just,
that's...
I just threw it in.
I know. That's the point. It doesn't fit. TV tonight?
Yeah, 4:05 and 6:30. Nobody's going to be watching at 6:30. The game starts at 6:30. But I'll quote-unquote preview the game tonight at 4 and 5.
All right.
I was just told I'm doing that, by the way.
Well, we'll be here tomorrow morning. Patton, have a good one. You too. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Jim Rome is next.
See ya.